Good morning, 9:13 here on the Mighty 690, and auction time in the air here all over the place. You know, we got our upcoming KGGF auction not too far away. That's why our lobby's full of all sorts of stuff. And we have joining us now auction expert Mr. Keith Beaumont of Sun Group. How you doing, sir?
Great. How are you doing this morning, James?
Hey, doing well. And, you know, it's great that, you know, the weather's warming up. People are continuing to sell things at auction. You know, I know that's one of our favorites. So, and I know you've got one coming up, what, tomorrow, right?
Yes, we do. And I'll get in on a little details on that today, since that's coming up tomorrow. We've got that. And before I get into that, I'll talk about the auction that we've got coming up in June. This is June the 8th. This is a Butler County auction. This is around the Atlanta, Kansas area, but it's a real nice place. It's 161 acres with a barn dominium on it. There's a lot of potential there. You know, whether if you're looking for your next home with some acreage or you just need a good place to go hunting and fishing and a place to stay, be looking at this because this is a super nice little place. It's got a good mixture of pasture and crop ground, timbered waterways. There's good ponds on this place. The barn dominium is just about 34 miles southwest of Wichita, so located in a real good spot because you're still out in the country, but you're not too far from town. Again, it's just surrounded by some big timber. There's a nice big building. It's a 50 by 100 with 20 foot by 50. Two-level living quarters on the south end. The main level has a real nice, big, beautiful kitchen with a large eating bar, living room, bathrooms, all nice and big, utility rooms. And they've done a good job of making it real spacious. All of it's got stained concrete heated floors in it. Super nice, if you ask me. So anyways, a real nice one if you're looking to get in the area, if you're interested in just a place to get away and have some place to kind of retreat to, check that one out or give me a call. I'll give you more information on it, or you can get on our website and get more information that way and see some more pictures on that. So that's what we got coming up, and again, that's June the 8th. Also here in Fredonia, I do want to mention the Eagle's Nest here in town is up for sale. I've got that listed now. There's a total of 10 rooms there. This might be a great business opportunity for someone that's business-minded. With the 10 rooms, they've got tenants that's living in almost all of them. There's just a lot of potential there. The owners that own it now actually live there on site, so that works out good for them. So there's that potential as well. There's also a house that comes with it. And it's a pretty cool little place. It's got a nice large carport in the back that's you're able to park a large RV in it. It's got all the camper hookups and all that. There's just a lot of endless possibilities with that place. It's a really neat, unique place. So, yeah, if you're interested in that, give me a call on that one as well because there's a lot to talk about on that. So I'd be happy to give you some information and discuss that with you. So anyways, and I'm going to get to the auction. Tomorrow's auction day, like you said. We're going to start this thing tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning. We've got a lot of stuff to get through tomorrow. It's going to be a rather large auction, so we'll be pretty busy all day. If you want to come join us, the address to it is 6049 Northeast 60th Street. That's up in El Dorado. If you're familiar with the area, we're just kind of north of the lake, north and just back east a little bit, but just not far from there. You can, again, give me a call if you need some more in-depth directions or any questions about anything that I'll cover today, because I'm going to kind of briefly go through the items that we're going to be selling tomorrow, since it is tomorrow. And if you have any further questions, you can also get on the website and look at it there. Anyway, so to kind of get started here, we've got a 2005 Harley-Davidson Softail Deuce. It's got 16,000 miles on it. That's a super sharp bike. It's kind of a midnight blue, I would say, but been taken real good care of. Doesn't have a whole lot of miles on it. We also got two Kawasaki T-Rexes. They're both of them are 750cc UTVs. One of them is a EFI that has the all enclosed cab on it, and the other one's not. It's open. Both of them are four wheel drive. So real nice little buggies if you're looking for those. Again, we got two of those. A John Deere 4010 tractor, and it runs and drives and is ready to go to work. Also, an Alice Chambers WD-45 will be in the auction as well. Getting into hunting and fishing and guns, because we've got a lot of that kind of stuff. If you've gotten a cell bill, there's some stuff on there, but there's a lot of stuff that didn't get on there. We've got too much to list, but to name a few, we've got some Remington. There's a Remington 12-gauge, Winchester 12-gauge. We've got a 338, a Savage 242, 410. We've got 10/22, 300 mag, a Marlin 30-30 lever action rifle with a Bushnell scope on it. That's one of my favorite deer rifles right there. Let's see, we've just 22s. We've got revolvers. We've got handguns. A lot of stuff. We've got 40 cal. We've got, I think, there's a total of 16 guns that's going to be in that, both, again, handguns and long rifles. So definitely check it out if you're interested, if you're one of them gun guys. Other than that, again, a lot of hunting and fishing stuff. We've got a Starfire boat with the 175 bored out to 200 Mercury outboard motor, which has recently been redone. I don't think that there's little to no hours on that rebuild on that motor. The boat is not in excellent condition, but the motor is in real good condition as it's just been recently overhauled. So we've got tree stands, trolley motors, electric grinder, one of those big commercial ones that it's a 3/4 horse one. I believe it's one of the larger ones that Cabela make. Well, I'm sure they make great big ones, but it is a larger one. It's a commercial grade grinder. It's 3/4 of a horse. Hunting blinds, we've got turkey, buck decoys, boat motors, fishing poles and reels. We've got the sinker molds for those that are into making their own sinkers, you know, where you just heat up the lead, dump it in. We've got several of those molds of different types. There's the little ones. I think a lot of them are the smaller ones. But there's all different sizes that you'd be able to make. Also, we've got some ammo that's going to come with some of them guns, too, as well. As far as some of the tools and equipment goes, we'll have a John Deere 224 WS square baler that'll be in that one, and also a new Holland hay rake and a new Holland square baler. There's also an Alice Chambers D17, and there's a Snap-on MIG welder. It's a 125 wire feed welder. We've got an engine hoist, some rigid pipe wrench, air bubbles. I mean, you know, just a name, just, you know, briefly kind of covering over the receiver hitches, jack stands, transmission jacks. There's a real nice port of power. It's a complete set that's going to be in the auction. It's got it all. It's got a nice big stand and everything that it sits on. There's a drill press, sandblaster. There's a 2004 Toyota Prius. It's not running, so not for sure exactly what's going on with it, but it will be in there. Lawn and garden wise, we've got a John Deere 42-inch L100 5-speed mower that will be there. Those are good little mowers. We've got steel It's a 56 weed eater. It's an RC weed eater. Also got a Steel 75 pole saw that will be there. Another 240 weed eater. We've got a lot of lawn chairs and patio sets and that kind of stuff. We also got one of those Pit Boss smokers / grill. I don't know if you've ever used one of those, but I have, and they're really nice.
Yeah, I've heard some good things about those.
Yeah, they sure make food taste good, and they're pretty easy to use. So I like mine. I have one, too, and I really like it, and it's in real good shape. We've got some chain link fence that's going to be there. And this is, I believe it's, I think it's 6 foot tall. I'm not for sure on the size of it, but it's between 5 and 6. I think it's 6. We've got a lot of dog runs, the kennels. I don't know for sure just how many there is. I'm going to guess and say there's at least 10. There could be 12 or more. Also, Troy built rototiller will be in the auction. Some household stuff. We've got a nice dining room table and chairs. We've got some nice deer pictures, elk stuff. We've got some of the NWTF decor stuff, and that's the National Turkey Federation stuff that they do at those turkey banquets. So there's like a lot of pictures and different, I think there's a lamp and just different kind of decor that they had bought there, little miniature statue things. Anyways, there's just a lot of good stuff in this upcoming auction. So get online, check it out. You can go on my Facebook. If you like to get on Facebook, you can get on there. And it's Keith Beaumont /realtor/auctioneer-sungroup. You can get on there and find a lot of pictures. Probably the most pictures you'll see for it will be on the Facebook. Or you can get on our website, and it's as simple as going to sungrouprealestate.com. You can get on there and see this auction and all of our upcoming auctions and what we kind of got going on. So check it out there, too. We've got a lot of these sell bills put out, too, in different locations, so you may see them hanging up somewhere. Or you can stop by the office over here in Fredonia. We're just right downtown Fredonia here, kind of north and west of the courthouse. You'll see it's kind of close to the corner there here on 6th Street. So you can stop in, we can give you a sell bill as well. So, or give me a call, I can email it or however you need it, just give me a call. But if you want some more information on this stuff or want to see more pictures, that's where you need to go. Or give me a call. If you got an auction you're thinking about having or questions to if you have enough to do one or how that process works and how that all unfolds, just give me a call. We can talk about it. I can look at it. It doesn't cost nothing for me to come out and look at it. Now, we do these auctions both not only in personal property, but, of course, land auctions, as I covered one earlier, talking a little bit about that. So, and then we also list things in a traditional manner, too. So whatever's the best for the property and best situation for whoever is selling. But we'll go over that with whoever that may be and what questions they may have and cover all that. So anyways, you can give me a call. My cell phone is the best way, 316-680-5131. Again, that's 316-680-5131 for any questions. And we've got some good upcoming auctions coming up, and we'll get more into those as we get closer and get them put together. But we've got some great hunting and fishing auctions. I just listed one yesterday. It's going to have a lot of great hunting and fishing stuff in it, tons of it, new stuff in a package. So anyways, there's some kind of exciting things to look forward to as we're going through this auction season. So anyways, busy time, but a fun time. And if you enjoy the auctions like we do, then I'm sure you'll be excited. But you can check them out. Come out and see us tomorrow if you want. Again, that's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning, 649 Northeast 60th Street in El Dorado, Kansas. Come out and hang out. I'd love to meet you. Come say hi if you show up. So.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be wearing a cowboy hat, so that's it's easy to find there, right?
Yeah, I will, and I'll have my mic on, so I won't be hard to find.
Okay, well that is really great, and no, that sounds like an awesome auction coming up, and yeah, hope the folks can come out and see it. And it sounds like you got a lot of good stuff on this one, so we do appreciate you letting us know about that. Anything else to share, Mr. Keith Beaumont?
Yeah, I don't think so. I hope everyone has a great weekend. It's going to be a long weekend, and I hope it's great and safe. And we'll be back with you next week to keep you in the loop and talk about auction and real estate topics. So.
Okay. Well, sir, I do appreciate you letting us know about this this auction here and all your good updates there and everything that's good going on at Sun Group. So look forward to chatting again here next week, and have yourself a very good Memorial Day weekend.
All right, you do the same, James. Take care.
All righty, thanks so much. That is Keith Beaumont of Sun Group here on the Mighty 690. Do appreciate his update. And just want to give you a little bit of a traffic update here before we take a quick break. And that is that 8th Street between Elm and Maple is closed. Chris, you said their Lee's Heat and Cooling is out there putting some condensers up on the Alamo building roof. That is right next to the Midland. So road should be open by noon is the plan.
And it looks like it may even be open a little bit before that. It looks like the crane is being put away. So it may be earlier than noon, but at the noon at the latest.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's good to know. So
is that the closest thing we'll get to like the KGGF traffic
it
helicopter?
Might be. It might be. So we hopefully we'll get that taken care of. We'll get the internet back for some of the folks here in town. So we'll be in good shape.
Absolutely, and of course, when you go without the internet, you realize, oh goodness, I rely on the internet more than I thought.
Right. I hear you. Okay. Well, coming up, we do have a back to open line, actually. That's on the way. And we also have another in-studio performance that's coming up. So got lots to get to here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.